Good day and welcome to episode 65 of the Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, Chris Zekand.
You really have problems, you know? You really have fucking huge problems. I should have taken a photo of that. Zeke just stuck the microphone in his ear.
I got a little bit confused.
Wow.
And Rick Ecoli Edelstein.
So I can say profanities into the microphone while you're doing it, and they'll be edited out?
Continue their visit to the very first Five Guys restaurant in Quebec, which is at the end of the earth, otherwise known as Vaudreuil.
Cheeseburger baby from out in the space, wandering round town, ready to run down all the vegetarians in town. Cheeseburger baby, she can wreck your life.
Wayne around.
We're not open yet.
I know. Is Wayne around? Yeah.
The voices you will hear are those of Ross the manager.
Zeke, pleasure to meet you guys. How are you?
Not bad. That's a lot of Five Guys.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's more like 25 guys. No, it's training day, right? So we're getting everyone fired up on the line, and teaching them how to make the amazing burger.
Amazing?
Oh, have you had a Five Guys burger?
Never. Where would I have Five Guys?
No, I was
in Arlington 2 weeks ago, but I didn't go to Five Guys.
Okay. And is it your site, right? It's your site. Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm just the innocent bystander.
Oh, you poor guy. I like your site. I just Googled Five Guys and that excited. Oh, they're coming. Whoa. Uh-huh.
So this is pretty exciting.
That's good. I had my first Five Guys burger in about 3.5 months yesterday.
Oh, really?
Dying.
That good.
Oh, they're amazing.
What makes it so much different?
There's no freezers in the house. Everything's done fresh. Everything Brian arrives fresh. Sorry? It arrives ground.
I see.
It arrives ground, but everything is fresh. We don't freeze anything. Everything's prepped by hand in the morning. No fillers. It's 100% ground beef. And everything's just done by hand.
I'm just dying curious. I'm dying to know. Oh, far out. Check this out.
Hey, Mr. Potato Head! What do you got for us?
Those are people they from the town. From Yinda, Rigby, Idaho. Okay. They have where their potatoes come from of the day. Potato of the day comes from Rigby, Idaho. That's awesome.
It is 3,663 kilometers from Rigby, Idaho to Vaudreuil. Introducing Caleb Koppel.
How are you?
Caleb Koppel.
Rick Edelstein, nice to meet you.
Zekand, Burger Report.
Okay. Wayne's about 10 minutes away. I'm his partner.
No rush.
Introducing Wayne Sellers.
Yeah. Zeke.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you.
Rick, nice to meet you.
Rick?
Hey, good to meet you.
He's my sidekick and chauffeur.
Okay,
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. I'm going to sit down for a minute.
Last week, in episode 64 of the Montreal Burger Report, they eloquently explained how they met playing ice hockey in Israel.
It was day two of 3 days of training. It's funny to see the attitudes change on their faces after they eat the food. It's an unbelievable transformation watching the faces before they eat the food. And then
that's
after
what I said before.
Yeah.
There's no seasoning. Crude beef goes across. It has to do with how it goes across the grill, the freshness, the bun, the condiments. There's the only thing in a Five Guys burger that you can't buy in a store is the bun.
C-H-I-G-N-O-N. Chignon. That is a fancy French way of saying bun.
Bun is a secret recipe.
So the bun, do you have to do local contracts for the bun? Or?
They handle it. They tell us where to buy the buns.
Gotcha. Interesting.
And if buns are not locally available, they will incur, they will pay the FedEx costs of getting you the buns fresh.
But an absolutely positively has to be there overnight.
That's how they protect their brand.
So no heat and cold here, I see.
No.
I love that. Everybody's gone the way of the heat and cold.
No, no, and your burger doesn't hit the grill until you order it.
Okay.
And your fries don't go in the fryer until you, I mean, they may be pre-fried, but they don't go for the final fry until you order them.
Excellent.
No, it works. My wife is not a burger person, and she finally tried one and went, wow. We were at somebody's house for dinner a couple of weeks ago, and I was wearing a Five Guys t-shirt, and one of the people at dinner said that she had been a vegetarian until somebody made her try Five Guys.
Get out of here.
That's what she said to me.
Wow.
You can build your burger with grilled onions, grilled mushrooms, raw onions, jalapeno peppers, green peppers, relish, lettuce, tomato, pickles, ketchup, mustard.
According to my math, there are more than 5,230,000,000,000 different ways you can get your burger at Five Guys.
But I love your song there. Today our potatoes are from Rigby, Idaho.
Oh, somebody finally wrote that? Yeah.
I love that.
Well, the way that started is Five Guys was using a lot of local potatoes.
Yep.
So people that used to like to see their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I think it's great. It gives people an idea of where it's from. It gives it more idea of, you know, where the locale is, not just any old potato.
You know, it all depends on the quality of the crop. So sometimes they're from Washington State, sometimes they're from Idaho. There's even some potato farms in Alberta.
Is there a particular variety of potato you're using? Russets or?
Yeah.
Russet Burbanks, whatever.
Russet Burbank.
Yeah.
Yep.
The choice of French fry makers all around.
The Russet Burbank potato is a large brown-skinned, white-fleshed cultivar of potato. It is commonly used in French fries and fast food restaurants. Luther Burbank developed the Burbank potato in Lunenburg, Massachusetts in the early 1870s. In 1875, Burbank sold the rights to his potato for $150 and moved to Santa Rosa, California. The Russet Burbank is the most common potato variety grown in Idaho, and there are close to 4,000 different varieties of potato. In general, varieties are categorized into a few main groups, such as Russet, Reds, Whites, Yellows, also called Yukons, and Purples.
And we looked at an East Coast potato. Well, you know, we looked at some PEI potatoes, and
but they grow Russet Burbanks in PEI.
They do, but what we found was the density is different.
So it fries. It takes a long time
and
to fry.
The
or it burns on the outside before
it cooks
on the inside.
It cooks more brown.
Right.
And not thorough. So yeah, exactly. It's.
So you're looking for a particular color density.
Yeah, I mean, break that in half. It's like.
Yeah, it's not soggy and oily. In
that's
the
a
inside.
Baked potato right there.
Exactly.
On the inside.
So you cook it. You fry your potatoes at very high temperature.
Yeah, what's the temp on the potato fryer? 450, yeah.
So you get a good seal.
Four twenty-five or 450, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's how you get a nice sear on the outside. It's great.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 65 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and E. coli learn how they were going to become ecstatic upon eating a burger at Five Guys in Vaudreuil. Be sure to tune in 7 days from now when Zeke and E. coli finally get to order and eat a Five Guys burger. What will they drink? And what toppings will they have? Find the answers to these and other questions in episode 66 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy fruit salad!
Five Guys Burgers and Fries is located at 54 Boulevard de la Cité des Jeunes in Vaudreuil. Their phone number is 450-510-0710, and they are open 7 days a week. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is my dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at Martin Picard's place. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out and have a couple of burgers, some pop, and talk about them and to the people who made them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon, in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support and you for listening.